on the Nuang Bao had been a success. Fighting continued until the water got too deep. Despite insistence by One Eye and others that protecting the Nuang Bao was not our mission, I did salvage a third of the pilgrims, about 600 people. The cost of the attack to Mogaba was bitter. The following morning, most of the remaining Taglians found themselves in positions where they had to commit for or against Mogaba. The Taglians who had been with us from the beginning stuck with us. So did those who had deserted to join us. More came over from Mogaba's side now, but not a tenth as many as I expected. Tell the truth, I was disappointed. But Mogaba could make a hell of a speech to the troops when he wanted.
"It's that old time curse again," Goblin told me. "Even now, they're more afraid of yesterday than they are of now."
And the water kept rising. I took the Nuang Bao down into our warrens. Uncle Doge was amazed.
"We never suspected."
"Good. Then neither do our enemies, whose brilliance is eclipsed by yours." I brought the old crew inside, too. We packed people in as comfortably as we could. The warrens were quite spacious for 60 men. Adding 600 Nuang Bao did cramp things some. We had to learn to recognize one another, too. My men had been trained to strike instantly at any unfamiliar face encountered underground. I went back outside after darkness fell. Taide and Uncle Doge dogged me. I assembled the Taglian officers who attached themselves to the old crew. I told them, "I believe that we've done all we can here. I believe it's time to begin evacuating everyone who wants to get out of this hellhole." I didn't know why, but I was convinced that not much work would be required to evade or outwit the Shadowlander pickets ashore. "I'll send one of my wizards to cover you." They didn't buy it. One captain wondered aloud if I intended to drive them into slavery so I could make it easier to feed my own men. I hadn't thought this through, hadn't considered possible difficulties. I'd forgotten that many of these men had attached themselves to us only because they believed that that was their best shot at staying alive. "Never mind. If you guys want to stay and die with us, we'll be happy to have you. I was just trying to release you from your soldiers' oaths, so you would have some chance." After dark, too, we let the Nuang Bao men go back home to look for salvage and survivors and stores. They didn't find much. Mogaba's soldiers had been thorough in their own search, and the water had risen to cover everything. Mogaba's men, using makeshift boats and rafts, began attacking Jaikuri-occupied buildings one by one, harvesting stores forced out of hiding by the rising water. Mogaba had drowned his own supplies. Chapter 73. When I was sure nobody would notice, I pulled all my brothers inside. We bolted up and locked up